When a writer returns an award almost 30 years after she received it, does it mean anything? Nayanthara Sehgal, now 88, has decided to return an honour the Indian Academy of Letters bestowed on her in 1986, as she tells the media.
I am returning it because the present government has taken no steps to prevent the rise of hatred.
Hatred? The return of the award comes at a time when the country is in an uproar over a Hindu mob that lynched a Muslim man suspected of having beef in his refrigerator in the village of Dadri. But Dadri was not the only trigger, Sehgal tells the media.
I'm talking about Dadri, I'm talking about the writers who have been killed, three of them, by gun-toting motorcyclists, and justice is taking very long to make itself felt. Who can feel safe in this country under the present ideology?
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Nayanthara Sehgal is not just a writer. She is also a niece of India's first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru. Some would say she's in a huff because the Nehru-Gandhi family has been kicked out of power and a new sheriff is in town in the shape of Narendra Modi. But when Sehgal's cousin, then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, imposed a totalitarian emergency in India, Sehgal spoke up vehemently against her own cousin. India is not a stranger to writers returning their awards. In 1919, the British massacred Indians who had gathered in a park in Jallianwala Bagh in Punjab, a nightmare reenacted in the film Gandhi.
Should we issue a warning, sir?
They've had their warning. No meetings.
India's Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore decided to renounce his knighthood after the massacre, saying the time had come when badges of honour make our shame glaring, and he wanted to stand shorn of all special distinction by the side of his countrymen. But Tagore was protesting against an imperial power. Sehgal is protesting a democratically elected one. The irony here is that Sehgal's countrymen have chosen the man she's castigating by a thumping majority. According to polls, he still enjoys an enviable 87% approval rating. She's been accused of selective outrage, of this just being the hatred of the old order, unwilling to give way to the new. After all, riots, caste violence, lynch mobs are not new to India. And the acts of a fringe cannot be used to hang the government as a whole.
But they're not fringe anymore. They are the ones who are calling the shots. And obviously, they belong to the ruling ideology. Therefore, the Prime Minister is saying nothing about it.
Since Sehgal's decision, other Indian writers are following suit, and a few more every day. Like the Hindi poet Ashok Vajpayee, who tells NDTV, the Prime Minister's silence is telling.
The Prime Minister keeps quiet. Here is a very eloquent Prime Minister who goes and addresses lakhs of people. And here, writers are being murdered, innocent people are being killed. His ministers are making very objectionable statements. Why doesn't he shut them up?
For days after the Dadri beef murder, Mr. Modi said nothing, tweeted nothing. Though he found time to tweet birthday wishes to world leaders and sent an Indian cricketer a get well soon message. But can everything be laid at the Prime Minister's door, asks a TV anchor.
What do you think? He's in charge of this country. Accountability stops with him.
As more writers return awards and honours, cynics ask if this is an outbreak of award returnitis and whether these intellectuals will also return whatever fame their honours brought them over the years. On the bright side, at least now most Indians are even aware of more writers than they were 2 weeks ago and know that there is such a thing as the National Academy of Letters. Chances are the Prime Minister, just back from a grand tour of the United States, will not care. It's not as if he looks for legitimacy from the likes of Nayanthara Sehgal, very much the country's old elite. but to dismiss her act as hypocritical outrage, too little, too late, willfully misses the larger point. Sehgal, one of the more privileged citizens of India, is standing up for the lonely right to dissent, not a popular thing to do in India these days, and not caring whether it makes a tangible difference.
I have no idea. I'm only doing what I believe I have to do.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.